Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and welcome to Lifestyle Locker Radio, where we help you create an awesome life and lifestyle. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to peak performance, and relationships to money mindset, we bring you on an amazing journey to help you unleash your human potential. Hey everyone, welcome to Lifestyle Locker Radio, episode 239. Today is going to be a Lifestyle Locker short. I want to talk to you about a couple things that have been on my mind and hopefully have been on your mind. I think that we are in a really interesting place in history in this world. And what I think is going on, we have an amazing amount of information and misinformation on everything health. Health is now starting to steer politics. It's starting to steer the globe, right? We're using this as a tactic for fear. We're using this as a tactic to take control. We're using health as a tactic to do so many different things. And I think it's very, very scary. I ultimately truly believe that every human being on this planet should have the God-given right to make their own choices with their health, how they interact with their health, and how they interact with society with their own personal health. Most people are not, how should I say this? They're not really stupid. They're not ignorant. They know if they are sick, if they have, you know, runny nose, a high fever, they are usually not running out into society and going, hey, everyone, let me sneeze all over you. Let me do all of this stuff. Yeah, we get that, right? We understand these things. So as a society, I think what ultimately needs to happen as far as information from health, from healthcare providers, from the TV, from media, from social media, I truly believe that what needs to happen is that the experts need to speak. Not people in politics, not the media, not people like Bill Gates, right, who are not doctors. These people should not be dictating health. And when there are differences of opinion and differences in research and differences in things, how science works is those opposing sides come together. They actually have a conversation to see what is best for humanity. I truly believe that people have been under the demise of big pharma for over the past 100 years. I mean, we see things like Vioxx killing tens of thousands of people. We see all sorts of different drugs, things that are not safety tested, the childhood vaccines never being safety tested, but that connection to the government mandating vaccines to all kids, you know, starting at, you know, six vaccines for people, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago to now upwards of over 70 vaccines for kids before they're the age of 18. Have we gotten sicker as a society, or have we started to comply as a society more and more and more to the machine? I believe that we need to start to take some proactive action. I think you need to listen to podcasts like mine. I think you need to learn from natural healthcare providers that don't have skin in the game with pharmaceutical companies. I think when you're going to go and run to a medical doctor, go and run to a hospital, go for a reason of an emergency or a serious concern. That's where medicine thrives. It thrives in severe crisis, in an emergency. And here in the US, I believe we truly have the best emergency system around. But sick care does not equal health care. Running to a place where the tools are drugs and surgery are not the answers to your health. Run to a place that promotes your body functioning optimally so you can express better health. We need to focus on what makes people live and thrive, not focus on what, you know, what to worry about and that can kill people, right? If we keep focusing on the worry, we're going to try to find solutions to problems that aren't, don't even exist. And we're going to try to find, I shouldn't even say solutions. We're going to try to find those quick fixes. And that's the society that we live in these days. We're looking for that quick fix. Great. Coronavirus, give me a vaccine. Coronavirus, give me a mask. Coronavirus, this. These are all things that may or may not be really necessary. When the science is divided, there should be a conversation with the scientists. People that are in the political arena should stay away. They should let the scientists actually convene together and have those conversations. And it should be a public forum. It shouldn't be about hate. It shouldn't be about, you know, this side of the aisle, that side of the aisle. It shouldn't be about any of those things. It's what can we do to help humans be better? Because in our country, in the United States, when we have states that are completely open where their case rates are dropping, people are not wearing masks, people are not social distancing, people are not doing these things, and we see the rates getting better and better and better every day. I know this goes against a specific narrative, but then we get to look at the states that are locked down, that have been pressured with fear, with poor political governing and keeping people locked in. We see the rates always higher, the death rates higher. We see this. So we obviously know that, you know, hey, you know what? We have masks. Why do we need the 6 feet? If we have 6 feet, why do we need the masks? Oh, now we have these vaccines that are out there supposed to help. And actually, when you look at the definition of vaccine, the vaccines that are out are actually considered gene therapy since they are changing the DNA through a messenger RNA. You need to look in these websites and see this, and they are actually considered experimental. And I've mentioned this in previous podcasts. But when we have these things and the belief system that says vaccines work, why do we need the 6 feet? Why do we need the masks? If there are variations, oh my God, do we need another booster and another booster and another booster and another booster every single 6 months or year? Because viruses, since they've been around before man and woman, right, before humans, they've been evolving all the time. There are thousands of variants of coronaviruses around the world before, and they're going to be after 2021 now. So do we keep running from the virus? Do we keep poisoning our internal environment and our external environments? I mean, think about it. We're killing our oceans. We're killing our soils. We're killing all of these things, which have a direct impact on us as humans and our health. The choice we make from how and where we shop, what we eat, what we put in and on our bodies, what we actually do with our bodies, you know, with our mindsets, all of these things are impacted, right? All these things impact us as the human being. And I just learned this the other day. When you look up the definition of nature, it doesn't have human beings in it. And being that we have been written out of the definition of nature is scary. We are a part of nature. We are part of this global ecosystem. So yes, we humans that interact with our internal and external environments can get impacted by things that are going on in internal and external environments from these toxic chemical companies like Monsanto and Bayer and all of these big things that are pumping chemicals into our lives at every corner. Yeah. It's scary. And now in the US, we have, I don't remember if it's Monsanto himself, but leading, you know, the environmental issues in the US. So when we look at foods that say organic, does that mean they've been genetically modified? This world has gone bonkers. And I truly believe the only way that we get it back is when we take our own responsibility of our own health, our own lives. We don't put it in the hand of a doctor. We don't put it in the hand of a politician, right? Back in the day, you've heard the term, we the people. We need to stand up and make the right choices for ourselves, not the government, not an organization, not a corporation that's doing the jobs now for the government, right? It's kind of crazy. And the model where big government or big corporations getting very closely involved with big government, that's called fascism. Isn't that insane? So we're starting to see some of these signs of government or big organizations, big corporations starting to get too close to the government. We've seen it now for a long time with pharmaceutical companies. It's quite disgusting. But now we're seeing things like airline companies, soft drink companies. We're seeing all of this craziness where they're starting to push their own political agenda for the government. Kind of crazy, right? So I urge you to take responsibility for your health. I know this is a rant. I'm getting a little worked up here. I care about you. I want you to be healthy. I want you to make the right choices for you and your family. And I can't make those choices for you. And I don't want to. Your health is your responsibility, not mine. Your health is essential to your future, is essential to your kids' future. When you're making their healthcare choices, I urge you to make the most informed choices you can make. Don't let Bill Gates, don't let the major mainstream media, don't let them be your source of information. Don't let social media be your source of information, right? We have censorship going up the wazoo, so you're only seeing one side of the story. The other side of the story gets censored. It's crazy. I've been one of them. I've been dinged on most platforms. I'm allowed on social media, but I've been dinged on YouTube. I've been dinged on Facebook. I've stopped posting on Twitter for the fact that they're the largest group of censorship or largest organization that's censoring people in the country, in the world. It's nuts. So I urge you to start to connect with natural healthcare providers. I urge you to connect to people that are doing good things health-wise, maybe creating a garden for your own food, maybe getting outside and finding a coach that can help you move better, maybe joining our 3065 Lifestyle Shift program so you can start taking baby steps into a healthier life and lifestyle where ultimately you become the responsible one. And I know that's scary. Being responsible for our own life and our own health is scary, right? Making those choices can be scary. But I tell you what, the risk and the reward is pretty cool. When you start to do proactive things that are good for you, that focus on elevating health, not spending time, energy, and money focusing on things, how to mitigate possible conditions and diseases by using a toxic chemical load to do that, you can live and thrive in a better way. So I urge you to pay attention, go through Lifestyle Locker Radio, connect with other podcasts that are from doctors, that are people in the natural health world, from people that test reality, right? People that are not afraid to question the status quo, people that are not afraid to go, you know what? If everybody's going this direction, maybe I should ask a question, why? Maybe I should ask a question, why? So to finish this off, I want to say I do appreciate you. I appreciate all of you for making the right decisions for yourself. I appreciate you for taking a stand for you, and I appreciate you because you're you. So have an awesome day, evening, or night. Make sure you follow this to the end. 3 minutes is the preview of the 3065 Lifestyle Shift program. For those of you that haven't seen or heard it, check it out. It is awesome. It is a place to be, and it's a fun, fun, safe place where people can get into a digital community and help each other get better. All right, y'all. Dr. Josh Hant. See you soon. Bye-bye. Hey, it's Dr. Josh Hant here, and we need to talk about your health, your fitness, and your lifestyle. I know you. If you're like me, you've seen sickness and disease and even death in your life. And we know the leading causes of death in the United States are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Many of these conditions and diseases are considered lifestyle-based. And I know that lifestyles in the United States and other countries are not where they should be. We also know that they make you more vulnerable to other sicknesses and conditions. We tend to get our advice and recommendations on health from commercials and marketing, from fast food to pharmaceuticals, and not from experts with real world experience. Unfortunately, we follow people or products who don't walk the walk or talk the talk. They simply just don't care about your health. It's just about their bottom line. I know we've heard it from our friends and from even our own self-talk that we don't have enough time, we can't make the changes, or there's just too much to do to be healthy. But there is a way to actually take control of your lifestyle and have the accountability and the support you need. We can be bigger than our excuses. For the past 14 years as a chiropractor, I've worked and continue to work with thousands of patients with their lifestyle and ultimately their health. I am now bringing the same philosophy to the online space where we can work as a group to get better, stronger, healthier, and be bigger than our excuses every single day. I've created the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program to be an online-based, training-based program where you get to learn and be engaged with others in your journey towards a healthy lifestyle and ultimately a healthier life. To be part of this amazing movement, it's just $5 a month. Yes, It's only $5 a month, and that seems too good to be true. Well, it's not. So for the price of a gourmet coffee, you will have access to an amazing program and amazing people that want the best for you too. So when you dive into the content below this video to learn about our lifestyle philosophy, you'll see that we are incredibly unique. No other online program focuses on lifestyle the way we do and delivers the quality and the quantity of content that we do for just $5 a month. And it's not just about the movement. There's a lot more. It's really about your health. So check out the details and other videos below. And when you sign up, I'll even send you the ebook, Inside the Locker, which dives deeper into creating an awesome lifestyle. I look forward to seeing you on the inside of the Lifestyle Locker 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program.